The Blue Water Area comes to talk with Paul Miller on WPHM.
All right, 7:41 on this Wednesday morning. Have you heard of the Blue Water Holistic Health Network? Chances are you haven't, but you may be hearing more about it in the not-too-distant future. In fact, they have an event coming up this Saturday we're going to tell you about. Joining us right now, the co-presidents, founding presidents? How do we want to identify you? Does that work?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds good. Elizabeth Ely, good morning.
Good morning,
thanks
and thank
for being
you.
With us. And Nathan Renner, good morning.
Hi.
How did this all start? How did the Blue Water Holistic Health Network come to be?
Well, we met each other over a year ago, and I had at the time been trying to organize something around educating the public about holistic health, and he had wanted for a long time to reconstitute an old group, actually just start a new group, to organize the holistic health practitioners in this town. So we decided our ideas kind of meshed, and we wanted to do both as part of one group.
And so that's what you're doing. What's your background, Nathan?
I am a licensed massage therapist, and I do some alternative medicine and energy work as well. I've worked at River District Hospital with a chiropractor, wellness center, and now I have my own practice over at Nature's Living Bounty.
Okay. I want to talk about holistic health, what it is and what it isn't, because I think there are some misconceptions out there about holistic health. And
exactly.
So,
that's why we do what we do.
Right. So let's talk about, well, let's first start by talking about what it is. What
yes.
is holistic health?
It's putting you in the driver's seat of your own health, and you take back your power. I always say this is a very big deal when the people of a town such as Port Huron take back their power and start directing their own health using every option available to them and expanding their options into areas that are non-medical that help support their health rather than mask it with pharmaceuticals or do surgeries that may or may not be unnecessary. And we want people to have the full spectrum of options and to use them intelligently.
It's interesting because the pharmaceutical companies are using that idea to try to, I think, sell more pharmaceuticals, because you see these long commercials where they have all the different side effects that are listed at the end, where they say, take control of your health. Tell your doctor that you need this medicine.
Yes. Well, that's what I call the false rebellion. And I'm not saying that there's never a reason to take a pharmaceutical drug. But the reasons you take one will not be that you are in some way taking your power back when you're not looking at all the options available to you.
Nathan, you mentioned that you've worked through River District Hospital. I think that conventional, so-called conventional medicine is beginning to recognize holistic medicine more and more, aren't they?
Yes, I would say so. There's a healing arts center there. And it's actually kind of a smaller hospital, but the department there became well-known. For having really solid therapies. And we were actually recruited many times to go work with mothers who had just given birth or people who were inpatient. So they started to kind of integrate what we were doing with what people were already in the hospital for. So they were trying to blend. I was actually very honored to work there, and it was kind of progressive for a small town, you know?
What are some of the myths about holistic medicine that you want to try and dispel as part of this group?
Well, I think some of the myths are true, that people do dangerous things, such as one of the saddest stories I've heard was from a friend who believed that she was doing the holistic thing by taking frankincense for her cancer. And while frankincense and myrrh have reportedly, I haven't checked it out in detail, they've been reducing tumors, you need to do more than reduce your tumor. You need to look at the underlying cause that brought it on. And when they say that they've removed all the cancer, they haven't removed the cause. And neither has an essential oil or, you know, a massage technique that will get your blood moving and moving toxins out. You have to have a holistic whole. Holistic means whole. A holistic plan that includes psycho-spiritual aspects, detoxing safely, nutritional support, and things like that. And all these tools can help you if they're put together in an intelligent way. And one of the myths about holistic health is that it's this magic pill, just like they're advertising on TV for pharmaceuticals. People come to me wanting to know the magic essential oil that's going to help their anxiety. And while there may be one, and CBD shows lots of promise for that, it's not the panacea. I encourage them to keep digging and to keep asking around. And that's what we want to be. We want to be a resource for that.
Yeah. Not all physicians are the same, by the way. There are some physicians that only want to take that pharmaceutical or surgical approach. But there are more and more physicians that are incorporating holistic medicine in their practice, aren't there?
Yes, and I'm learning that there are several in town here in Port Huron, and I would assume in places like Marine City and St. Clair. It's very encouraging. 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that would not have been the case. Mm-hmm. So one of the reasons we started the group was we see so many world-class people here, and actually even medical people who are exploring it.
Yeah. What, so what's going on Saturday? What is this health fair all about?
Saturday is a chance for a lot of the people we've been meeting with. We have some naturopaths, nutritionists, physical therapy, all sorts of different practitioners doing different types of work. It's a chance for the public to come in and sort of have a meet and greet with people. It's not so much a sales event. It's more to showcase what someone does and how it can help with your particular issue. A chance to ask questions, sort of FaceTime, that allows you to get to know the practitioner and get a good feeling for what they're doing and kind of maybe point you in the right direction. It's a way to have free referrals. It's just a very casual but very important informational session.
It's going to be this Saturday at the Great Lakes Maritime Center from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock? Is it just an hour?
No, 1 until 3.
1 until 3.
Yeah, so we try to extend it so that the local farmers market is there at the same time, and they close up at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And it's a chance for the people who are offering local organic produce and just really good stuff to be able to come and join us too. It's like a think tank where we can all exchange ideas and learn from each other too.
Interesting. What are your what's your vision for this organization moving forward? What do you want next for the Blue Water Holistic Health Network?
Oh gosh, Nathan, what
sure.
do you think?
Well, we meet all the time and we always are coming up with new ideas. A lot of them just happen in the conversation. We've been kind of doing three or four different types of events. So I think Beth and I have been working on our event calendar for the next year. And so we had a sold out talk at the Citadel Theater with local legend Jim Williams, a nutritionist speaking about thyroid health. So that's one type of event to kind of have public education. Another, we host monthly meetings at Nature's Living Bounty for practitioners to get together. And that's sort of the core of our think tank where we tackle issues, have professional support for each other, plan our events, kind of troubleshoot issues we've been having. That's another aspect of it. The health fairs is sort of a meeting of the minds, and it's a blending of the think tank and the public education where we bring the practitioners and the public together. So that's one part of it. We've also been wanting to do fun things like healthy potluck and cooking classes or a book club. We've been going to events in Detroit. We want to have a movie night, things like that. Things that are fun that kind of band us together and where we can become friends learning this kind of stuff together.
We've also been toying with, and I'm not sure, it sounds like a big thing to do, been toying with a weight loss program that would incorporate services and education from various members of our community.
Interesting. Well, it sounds like you're very passionate about this. I can tell that
yeah.
just by talking to you. The Blue Water Holistic Health Network. Do you have a website or a social media presence somewhere where people can find out more?
Yes, we do. We have both a page and a group on Facebook called Blue Water Holistic Health Network. Mm-hmm. Our website is called bluewaterholistic.org. Blue Water, HOLISTIC, bluewaterholistic.org. And when you go to the website, you can become a member. Whether you are a professional member or a general member, it's up to you. It just depends on what kinds of emails you want to receive. And we promise not to stuff your email box every day with the latest, you know, you've got to click through this and find out this amazing deal thing. We just email our members, you know, or subsets of our members mm-hmm. when we have something to report and something we wish them to know. But that's really the way to contact us is to become a member and get those emails. So just go to our Join Us page at our email address is info@bluewaterholistic.org. But you go to our website, bluewaterholistic.org.
All right.
Fantastic. Hey, thanks so much for coming in again. 1 till 3 this Saturday afternoon at the Great Lakes Maritime Center, the Blue Water Holistic Health Network Health Fair. Folks, thanks again for being here. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Paul.